Nobody asked you to say anything.
In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music.
Gotta get back in time.
These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, I made you this mixtape.
I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind. Whenever you mind.
I don't know about you, but we here at I Made You This Mixtape always seem to be trying to figure out how we can go on something my six-year-old daughter calls an adventure. At my house, the wheels on the FJ Cruiser are never far away from being warmed by the pavement, snow, mud, lawn, rocks, or sand that move beneath them. We love to travel, and we can't wait to see and do things we never have before. Keith Richards says that his father's last words were, "You never stop learning." He's right, and I think that the best way to learn is to go. It's my favorite word, go. It's the start of something. It's always full of excitement and anticipation. The best trips are those that take a few days, trips that require spending the night someplace else and eating food made by someone that you just met. These trips are fantastic simply because they require you to let go of everything you know. You're stripped of your comforts and routines and responsibilities, and are instead handed the keys to a sleeping bag and a night sky that looks different from your own with the promise of an experience you will not forget. To paraphrase Mr. Frost, spin your wheels down the unmapped road because it makes all the difference in the world. My opinion is that the best trips aren't timed and the best stops aren't on a GPS. Now, all of this being said, there comes a point where you find yourself on some far-off airfield made of grass and dirt overlooking the ocean, and you think to yourself this thought. One morning in November, Toot woke up and thought, "It's time to go home." Much like the traveling pig of children's book fame, you realize you need a break from the excitement. You need to see your friends and family. You're homesick. You need to smell the reassuring smell of your home. You're literally itching to take a shower with your water pressure and shower head pattern. You want to hear the noises of the neighbor's lawnmower and the moan of the 87 Chevy Celebrity with bad shocks owned by the guy up the street. Then there's that moment on your way back. The signpost, the bridge, the statue. There's that landmark that immediately forces an uncontrolled sigh to break past your lips. You're home. And then late that night, that feeling that sweeps over you when you settle back into your own bed with your own pillow. It's like climbing back into your mother's womb. You know you're safe. You know you're with family. You're home. At least until you just need to see what it would be like to go fishing someplace that you can only get to by seaplane. Here's to you, Emery family. This tape is called "I Think I'm Homesick." Hold on, I need to press play.
My grandma.
Hello, Daddy. It's me, Pee-wee.
Where are you calling from?
Texas.
Where?
Honest. Listen, I'll prove it.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Chicago to Pittsburgh to Philly and back again, Naples to Brussels, Berlin to Belize, Indonesia, Topeka, Botswana to Thailand, Milan via Amsterdam, Mali to Bali, the Netherlands, Scotland to Pakistan, New York to Omaha, Luxembourg, Galveston, Freeport to Minsk.
Where in the world's the Colosseum? Who took the Sphinx and Cleopatra's Needle? Who got the Guggenheim Museum? I don't see 'em. The German soccer team. She took the bang out of Krakatoa. She stole the keys from Beethoven's piano. Took a little Italy and then Samoa. I got to show her she can't sue anymore.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Boston or Burma? Bath or Oswego? We've got to find.
Checkered flag, the Indy hasn't stopped yet. Nobody tops her con artistry. She's a mystery. She never even calls her sister. She took the lean from the Tower of Pisa. Got off the plane, her eardrums hadn't popped yet. Sailed to Paris on a bogus visa. Then just a teaser, she copped a smile from Mona Lisa.
Where in the world?
Catch the crook,
no more lame excuses, lock that lady in jail.
got to see my baby tonight. It seems like a month since I kissed my baby bye-bye. I got a lot of woman, but I'm not like some other guy. Got my air horns running clear. Baby, you ought to watch the way I shift my gear. 6 days at Pony Road, and I got to see my baby tonight.
Thank you. first day of my life. Swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. And I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. And so I thought I'd let you know. Yeah, these things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Remember the time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning? And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up, and you said, this is the first day of my life. I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, if these things there's no telling, we just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time is different. I mean, I really think you like me.
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Danny M. It's you.
There, lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
Sure.
But it wasn't a dream. This was a real, truly live place. And I remember that some of it wasn't very nice, but most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was, I want to go home. And they sent me home. Doesn't anybody believe me?
Of course we believe you, Dorothy.
Oh, but anyway, Toto, we're home. Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. And, oh, Annie M., there's no place like home.
Half a world
Take the kids, your heart, and $20 from your pocketbook. Take a plane, a car, and don't worry about how you look. 'Cause I don't care, I see more than this.
you bought today.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I wanna go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's got right to my head. Wherever I may roam, by land or sea or foam,
give me a reason to love you.
laughing all the way to go nowhere. Nights are short, but days they are longer. Where's that place? So how I wonder. The lunch bell goes inside of my back, packing off I go to wherever that's at. Just the little things, and I really miss them. Red light, green light, I wish I was a kid again, kid again. Lunch bell goes inside of my back, packing off I go to wherever that's at.
Goonies never say die.
I'm not a Goonie.
I forgot. But still, don't you realize? The next time you see Sky, it'll be over another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be in some other school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us. But right now, they gotta do what's right for them. Cause it's their time. Their time. Up there. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here. That's all over the second we ride up Troy's bucket.
And a quick bite, a fast-paced reminder of what we do. In this life on the road, I can't wait. I can't wait. what your neighbors stones throw away. And I'm going home. Been gone for so long, seems like life's just a song that I'm singing. On stage through the bright lights, I can't see the faces. I know that the cold and the staring right at me, just searching for answers and meaning, maybe one line to relate to. But my life ain't there as I can wait. I can't wait. I know I'm going home. Back to South and West Virginia and old mountain roads I'll go home. To a house where the back porch neighbors stones throw away. And I'm going home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck and Steve Romanoff, Tom Rowe, Schooner Fair.
I see the light across the bay. I see the light not far away. And I hear music all around. I'm getting close to Portland town. So mother, won't you make my bed? I see the light of Portland head. I see the light. I'm coming round. I'm coming home to Portland town. Some years ago, out on my own, I set a course for parts unknown. Leaving behind both friend and foe, needing to find what I come to know. As I watch the islands fade away and bid farewell to Casco Bay. Oh, it's been years and years since then. My heart has brought me home again. And I see the light across the bay. I see the light not far away. And I hear music all around. I'm getting close to Parkland town. So mother, won't you make my bed? I see the light. I'm coming round. I'm coming home to Portland town. Of all the places I could go, she's still the fairest port I know. She works the sea and tills the farms and homes.
children in her arms. No place can know a prouder past. Here comes the future full at last. Here comes that beacon across the sky. And when I hold my head up high, I see the light across the bay. See the light not far away, and I hear music all around.
Yeah.
I'm getting close to Barton Town. So, Mother, won't you be my bed? I see the light of Barton Town. I see the light. I'm coming round. I see the light across the day. I see the light not far away. And I hear music all around. I'm getting close to Portland Town. So, Mother, won't you make my day? I see the light of Portland again. I see the light. I'm coming round, I'm coming home to Portland Town. I'm coming home to Portland Town. Happy to meet me, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever. Happy to meet me, blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my home.
Home.
Mm.
Yes. Where do you two come from?
From? Well, I suppose the best way to find out where you've come from is to find out where you're going and then work backwards.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Nor do I.
Goodbye.
Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. We are also available through Podomatic and iTunes. Tell the world you are a tapehead. and pick up I Made You This Mixtape gear in our online store. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden, online at thecommunityschool.org. Side Country Sports in downtown Rockland, online at sidecountrysports.com. Main Street Meats, located in the State of Maine Cheese Building on Route 1 in Rockport, on the web at mainmeat.com. And our local family-owned and operated Dunkin' Donuts at four locations, Rockland, Waldoboro, Rockport's Dead River Store, and in the Rockland Walmart. This has been a Bungalow Broadcasting production, overseen by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. Social excuse.